T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, by the way,
but TJD's been a pleasant surprise, Donnie.
No, he has.
I'm not saying you stop there. You still need more.
Are you pissed at Kerr?
For?
Sarge didn't play last night?
No, no. I was watching Dari also.
He's the only guy who didn't play. Yeah. That's not fair.
No, I'm not. Come on, I'm not that guy. I got fed more than I wanted. I was happy to see Looney get out there, but the Clay starting. And because Curry, Steiny, they were playing some good defense on Curry. I'm just tipping my cap. Okay, there we go. Say something we don't know. But no, I'm stating the obvious. But, man, Clay picked up the slack. I can't see a scenario, and you're going to laugh, where Jonathan Kuminga tonight doesn't play at Orlando and they win the game. And maybe that's Prince Rogers Nelson, a sign of the times.
You know
he
what?
He is your youth.
You know
he
what?
Is your rocket. And if you don't have that, you're just easier to guard.
Okay. Well, then what I would say to you effort to try to pick a fight is, if you don't think they can win that game without Kuminga, why don't you just go ahead and take it to the next step and say, Steiny, the big three are done. Because if you don't think you can win the game with a 21-year-old raw offensive player when you're sitting with Steph, Clay, Dre, Wig,
The athleticism is the part of it. You are right.
So they can't make it without Kuminga.
No, obviously, they can win the game. I just wouldn't like them to have to go try to do that. Kuminga's athleticism. That dunk last night. We ain't even talked about that putback.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Good God.
That was one of those that.
They
award
you
6 points for those.
Yeah.
Because it was great dunk. It's great follow dunk.
On verts.
5-1-0. I'm with you. We need, and I say we need complete players, not specialists. Kind of right. They have too many specialists right now. Question I have, is Clay going to start tonight against the Orlando Magic? What did he play last night? 31? He and Curry both 31?
Well, now with Kuminga being questionable, it's almost like he's got two options, you know what I mean, to start. So,
I actually, like, if Kuminga doesn't play tonight, I'm not the kind of guy that says, well, now they have no chance. I just don't. Like, we can't, like, if for the longest time we're saying, well, Steph has no help, he doesn't have a number two, well, then how important can Kuminga be?
And Orlando's 25-10 at home.
5-1-0 on the Comcast business text line, 707. The Warriors are poised to make a run to Cancun.
I'll give you a one.
Based on my... It's not me.
No, I'm reading I'm the giving text. The person the one.
The Warriors were, based on my fan experience as a third-generation Warrior fan and a former season ticket holder, this was a good season for the Warriors, but disappointing considering the potential talent level of the current roster. Yeah, do Warrior fans feel like this team is leaving something on the table? Or they're, you know, are they meeting their expectations? They're 36 and 37 and 34, 11 games left.
Well, when you're sitting with Andrew Wiggins, I don't want to put it all at his doorstep, but I'll start there. When you just look at this season as a whole and what he's giving you and what he doesn't giving you, how he's up and down, I think the answer would be yes. You look at Draymond Green, supposedly your leader, he misses umpteen games because of his actions. So there is some meat on the bones, Donnie.
This is the one thing. Do you think Wiggins will be better next year than this year as a player?
What if you? What if I'm being real here? I'm going to say no, but physically, I want to say yes. Because his physique, his body, his playing weight, all that is, he's in his prime. Andrew Wiggins, I believe, is in his physical prime. Mentally, no, but you asked me a question. I feel like we're going to get just what we're getting now and what we've got throughout his career outside of the 2020. Excuse me. Now, why is that funny? The 2022 season.
I just chuckled.
And I woke up, I get dressed listening to Windhorse this morning, and I keep citing Joe Lacob saying big changes. This Windhorse, Wendy, he goes, for the Warriors to get back into contention, title contention, massive changes. So, again, not massive and big, but I just don't know what's going to be there.
Who's the 10th seed in the East?
Well, Atlanta's not sitting with Curry. Well, they're standing-wise.
They got a young Curry. They got a 24-year-old Curry.
Yeah, they're 10th, Atlanta.
I wonder if they're talking about in Atlanta, like they can make a run. Oh, that's not fair, Steiny.
Well, they're 7
it's
under.
It's the Hawks.
They're 7 under, 32-39.
10th is 10th.
The West is just lethal, man.
Can somebody get back to me on Los Banos, please? Is it Los Banos, Los Banos, Los Banos, Los Banos? That's what I'm most concerned with right now. Proving Spadoni wrong under any circumstance.
Sounds like my wife.
Oh, wow.
See, like that, like when I think of the Warriors.
It's about to be over, man. That's what I'm telling
it
you.
It is over.
No, the season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Actual games.
Does anybody else look at the Warriors and say, all right, how are we going to get better next year when Draymond's not going to be better? Thompson's not going to be better next year. Curry's not going to be better next year. Wiggins probably won't even be here, and Kuminga will take a step up. Like that, my biggest question to Warrior fans.
Too.
Right? Okay, fine. Do you think Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Pajemski, and Moody can get more good than the big three and Looney decline? Because that's really what it is. I mean, how can you get better if your core players, you don't expect them to be better than they were this year? Which you can't.
Wow, man.
I mean, I just, like, and this is where it's like, this is where I put myself in Joe Lacob's spot. Okay, Steph's on an island. He's different. He's going to be here. But is Draymond Green next year going to be better than this year?
I would say no.
Okay. And what about Clay? No matter what number you may or may not find him at.
I'm going to shock you here. I'm going to say I could see him getting off to a good start and having a better season than this year. And if you look at the frequency of three-pointers he's making in total and his percentage, I'll say yes and feel confident about that.
All right. I don't because no matter what happens, he's not getting any better defensively.
So the money, you just can't give it to him.
I'd give him, I mean, can you get him for 15?
I think that would be an insult.
Yeah. I mean, can you get him
more 25 or 30? Like, because that came back on the table.
See,
that's going to be from somebody, Orlando Ponte's team, that keeps saying, you know, they would love a Klay Thompson. The Lakers would love a Klay Thompson. The Sixers, like, Steiny, he's going to get his money. It's just about where.
I wonder. I don't know. I don't know what he's going to get.
But you have, well, give me this. I'm not trying to. You have seen a difference in him since he's gone to the bench, just in his game.
Right, because he's playing against second-unit players.
Wow. I've heard that.
I mean,
I feel like that's unfair, but damn.
He's been terrific off the bench.
Yeah.
He's been really good off the bench. But if he's going to continue to come off the bench, you can't pay him a lot of money. I think I had that list out, Evan, and we looked at who the highest-paid sixth men are in the league.
Bobby Portis.
Basically, yeah, maybe.
I think the highest paid one is Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, like 24.
Wow. Yeah.
So,
wow.
Malik Monk's probably going to get that, though.
Well, the funny thing is when I looked at all those salaries, it started to make sense why the report came out that they offered him 24. It's like 24 is at the high end of six men.
Mm.
I mean, you can't pay Clay 30 if he's coming off the bench, can you? I don't know if you can pay him 25 coming off the bench. But then maybe he won't come off the bench next year. Maybe he's a starter next year.
No doubt.
What's that?
Said he's a starter.
And the did he take one for the team? And
what do you mean?
You know what? I'll go to the bench, but when this is all over, I'm out of here because I know I'm a starter. But the million-dollar question is, what does he think he's worth? And if there's a gap, and you know contract negotiations or proposals, some can be insulting, Steiny. And I will find out in the wash. But I'll say this about Clay, and I know today is not for this, but this is what working with you has created. You have me thinking Clay Thompson's going to look at the organization and say, you gave Dre 25 over 4. You gave him a C note. And you want me to take a 13 or 15 or anything remotely below that, and I'm giving you offense? That sounds like 30 to me at the start for Clay Thompson to remain here.
So offense is more important than defense?
I mean, how much?
I mean, Clay, I'll give it. Draymond got paid because he's a really good defensive player.
Or used to be.
Well, he's still.
No, he's still good, but he ain't. This is, we're not talking deep. Nobody's
well,
saying
Clay's not the offensive player he was. No. Like, no. What is the number for Clay Thompson? Like, to me, Clay is.
We got to go.
I mean, do you want him on the team next year?
Last while.
At $25 million, whether he's starting or not? Or does re-signing Clay Thompson sound to you like kind of more of the same? And they're running. If they re-sign Clay Thompson, isn't that the definition of running it back?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.